Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
And drunkenness and the curse of this life, and soon that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, watch, everybody watch. Little eyes on the thing will help me, please. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy. Watch. We waking up every slumbering soul. Watch. Watch. Ye therefore, and pray, not just watching. Jesus preached that dichotomous message together. Watch and pray, that you do not enter into temptations. Watch. 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 Watch ye therefore, and pray always that you will be accounted. That word means you will be eligible, you will qualify, you will be, you know, rated worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch! Something is coming, you need to escape. Believer! I'm telling the governments of the world, your strength is limited. If I equate what is coming, your strength is limited. I'm talking about nations. Nations. G8 nations, G7 nations, G3 nations. Watch! When I look at the way how limited we all become when a dead person is lying before us, then I do not even understand why we will want to even boast of anything. Systems? Go and ask Nebuchadnezzar. He boasted of a system. The Babylonic system. This morning I am calling the world to watch and pray and repent and turn into the narrow way. Strive to enter into it. The people of faith are now losing faith. The Bible said because of offenses, many people will fall away. Many. Can you bring the same scripture back? Let me read it in three and allow God's people to be taken, you know, take their seats. You know, look at some picture. You know, there was what you didn't so we Opia and when we in Apocha and Sabro and Anquemu Dagrino Nema, anyhow, Angeli Pebiakras, Pachomo, Tionina, Katrum Soman, sorry. This is an honor to the Holy Spirit. And to any man, Kawijina, you wouldn't joke with it. Be disciplined and come to church and receive what is destined for you. Don't come and loiter here and waste your time. The Christians lack a lot of discipline, they are not disciplined. Ubi akwasori 20 years, and they are not concerned. You can listen to simple instruction. I'm not shocked that so many single people are not married. I'm telling you, most of you should be married because of lack of discipline, indiscipline, and that is the same indiscipline that has crept this nation and Koso. If we empeny food now, so we see telling you, we need to come to the place of repentance and come to alignment with discipline, a disciplined mindset. We'll be a discipline. I want Ningu Robbe Munchichel and Togotem. We lack discipline. Yeah, we lack discipline. So I want you to be Briagu because you're Nim Kasa. You're not Kasa Bong and so you're Botongs. God brought you here to be trained. You are not here to be joking. This is not a joking church. It's serious. Come on, somebody has a wrong papa. I've been wrong. Yes, I do. We need to be. Why can't we honor our God that way? Why? The church is untrainable, unpastorable, and unteachable. We build in the bush as some, and you're not African, so I see a near man. Some who know and do crazy things. I'm not shocked that we don't progress. And you're not going to be a big crowd of freedoms. The reason is we don't have the maintaining powers and the sustaining abilities. Character is gone. And it's all because we don't fear God. Character is gone. There are many wives polished up listening right now, but they don't even respect their husbands, but we're polishing you now. Something is wrong. So many husbands, you see them nicely. Character say we need. And I realize that, you know, this is the reason why marriage is not for boys and girls. Because there is no discipline, no character. We don't have character. Our character is messed up. You're pro. You need it to you. Want it to you. How many people did their quiet time this morning? Who need it to you? I'm telling you, God brought you here for a purpose. And that purpose, I will make sure we don't waste it. Yeah, we will not waste that purpose. Yeah, you can clap your hands. See, that is why we'll be our casa. You know, saying yes, I need a casa. Yes, I need a casa. You know, you should have. Pi! Ube tie. When you me permit you, me permit you. Ube tie. This is what I'm saying. I'm telling this nation, won't you be here? And you need pan and work as I know. JD Mecano, Kofi Drohu Shianoa, we in Tonturo Wakwa, when Anuntra will be here. God is speaking to this generation, warning you to escape the wrath that is supposed to come. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 7. There's a warning. There will be people that will come and warn you. They will serve you warning before the judgment begins. I'm telling you. The Bible said, and when John the Baptist saw the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to the baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers or snakes, who have warned you to flee the wrath that is coming? Yeah. And why not catch them or say, Munyane, Emphi, Ebu Fishianua, Ebanaho? Somebody will warn you. There will be a warning. There will be a warning to everybody that is molesting your family, your wife, your husband. There will be a warning. God will warn you. You will be shocked that we go all these 40 years. You will be shocked. Before God, we deem a nothing. I'm telling you, I'm reminding you of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 6. Before the Lord, your Mercedes is a reader. I'm talking to you. Your Bentley is a reader. And so is your Rolls Royce. Your Land Cruiser is a reader. I'm telling you. We deeno. It's nothing. Go to verse 7. It's nothing. Absolutely. The Bible said that the grass withered, the flower faded away, because the Spirit of the Lord blew it upon it. And surely the people is grass. Moye nsensan. Moye sere. Enra ye siyebi. Nesu ki be siyebi. I was following the thing about coronavirus, the burials, the deaths. We have recorded 90 new deaths. and the way, because if somebody dies from coronavirus, they are not supposed, the body is not supposed to be released to the family. Yeah. And also check it. And so the family people just come and they see the mortuary attendants put the casket in the car and they take it to a particular site and just go and bury it. And the mortuary attendants are saying, this is too much. They bury like 14 people a day. They bury like 10 people a day. And that is the job. But those people are not just dying. They are dying to a destination. Hell or heaven. Believe it or not. Believe in death, but you will die. It's just like somebody saying, I don't believe in sleep, but you sleep. It will come. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you very much. I appreciate all of you. Last Sunday, we started talking, our discourse took us to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I read from verse number 1 to 3. I am going to do a quick revision and then take you quickly to verse number 9 up to verse number 13. The Bible said, now I beseech you, brethren. Any problems? We beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto you. In verse number 2, the Bible went further and said that ye be not shaken in mind, or be troubled by spirit, neither by spirit nor word nor by the letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Just like Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 said, let no man deceive you by any means, that day shall come. You know, stick to that, please. Any problems? Tell me to focus on my notes. Hallelujah. Let me take you to verse number 9 and let's work from there. Even him who's coming. In other words, just like verse number 3 have said, verse number 9, the Bible is also out reiterating or repeating something. Yeah. The son of perdition is coming. Christ is coming, but before his coming, there are going to be certain things that are going to come into the scene. The Bible is making it very clearly. He said, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in him that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. Truth must be loved. Truth must be loved, just like John chapter number 17 and verse number 17. Sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. Not your word is true. Sanctify them with your truth. Your word is truth. Yeah, in verse number 19 of the same chapter, he was making a submission and he said, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also be sanctified through the truth. That means that sanctification is predicated on nokure. It has no basis. I'm talking to you. It has no basis in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through him. Let me go further to 2 Thessalonians and read from the somewhere. And for this cause, God has sent them a strong delusion. A strong delusion. That they should believe a lie. Take it to the old software. I want to go into different versions, please. The Bible said that they all be condemned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are about to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Truth is not missing. It is the predominant word here. It is predominantly outlined and stressed in particular here. I want you to note it very clearly. Everybody that have joined us, I want you to understand in that particular verse. And the Bible is saying, for God will send them a strong delusion. I think it's verse number 11. In that particular place, yeah. The Bible said, and for this cause, now, yeah, he sent them a strong delusion. Go to the next version. In this version, the Bible is saying in the same verse, and so God sends them the power of error to work in them, so they don't believe, so they believe what is false. In the next version, look at this version. He says here, and since they are so obsessed with evil, God rubs their noses and it gives them what they want. The last version, and then I'm done. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. Delusion! So many of the delusions. For example, this generation believes in nudity, nakedness. It's a delusion. Yeah. This generation believes in, you know, pride and arrogance of children to parents and of, subordinates to, subjects. Superiors to subjects. You know, there is a twist. And that is a delusion. Many, many wives, when they get successful, money, position, fame, cannot submit to their own husbands again. That is a strong delusion. I am building upon something. You better follow me and let's do this all to the glory of God. It's a delusion. Many women are sitting here listening to me, but cannot be able to submit to their own husbands, cook for their own husbands, be nice to their own husbands, yet they are carrying a big Bible and singing, I am a friend of God. Delusion! Delusion. Yeah, it's a delusion. When I see the delusion of gospel musicians thinking that they are gifted and therefore they can use the gift, over character, it really amazes me. The reason is because Ebony, our sister, was also gifted. Yeah, there are so many people that were enormously gifted, even more gifted than most of these your gospel musicians, like Michael Jackson was gifted. There are people who sang, wrote songs, who were gifted. Yeah, and therefore, if you take away the spirit of the living God and the preaching of the gospel through songs, there is no gospel musician, because gospel music is the preaching of the gospel through music or songs. We write the word and then we sing the word. We sing the word. This chapter, this verse, that. We sing the word, not to your mind, not just anything within coming from your system. No! The word of the Lord must be preached. Yeah, in season and out of season. The word. When I say the word, I'm referring to Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 2. When I came unto you, I did not seek to see anybody. I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. When the pulpit mounts, it must preach Christ. When the songwriter mounts, they must sing Christ. When the choreographers are mounting, they must sing or dance or choreograph or illustrate Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, ye diagro. If we came into this building and I started teaching you 17 ways to get a mortgage, I think that I have deviated from the word of the Lord and deviated from the course of the gospel. Yeah, you didn't come here to get a visa. You did not come. Tiania! Enya visentina waha, enya kuno, entina waha, enya yire, entina waha. You came here to work on your soul. Am I talking to you? You are here to work on your own salvation with fear and trembling. A day is coming. You will be accountable to the Lamb of God. A day is coming. You will be accountable to the Lamb of God. John chapter 5, 22 and 23. You will account. Delusions have, you know, crept into this world. Yeah. 3 days ago, a husband murdered his own wife. In the farm, in a cocoa farm, took a stick, hit the wife, and she fell, collapsed. And while she was struggling to die, their baby boy rushed into the town and told the chief. The chief and the people, subjects, went into the bush or into the farm, and then they saw the wife up there. When they got there, the woman was dead. Delusion! We will believe in a delusion. Yeah, people will be lording things over people. Like, you know, in Ghana, when the moment somebody begins to raise his voice and becomes vociferous, you know, the bullies want to, shove you off. It's a delusion. You know, when people feel this iconoclastic tendencies, exuding personalities, and that they feel like, I am the couple, I am the dawn of the day, when I speak, nobody speak. It's a delusion. We are not here. It's a delusion. When I look at our politicians, our chiefs, our prophets, our bishops, and all that, please, now we are from. It's a delusion to be able to think that if I don't pray for you and you travel, something will happen to you. Saying whatever you have, it is only by the grace of God. Yeah, it is only by, if God, it is only God's grace that gives us the enabling and the ability to be able to do what we are doing. I'm telling you, one big delusion, you know, when people are wearied and they are in under pressure, they take to alcohol, they take to the obsession of drugs, hardcore drugs like cocaine, heroin, you know, tramadol. They go on, you know, all kinds of addictive drugs, and sometimes they are addicted to sex and to women, and they feel like, you know, when I get into this, my pain or my pressure will be gone. That also is a delusion. You know, when people pride in their riches, that I have this, I live here, I am this, I have 2 million people following me on Instagram. Instagram. It's a delusion. It's even a delusion to think I'm better than her. You know, Pastor Kofa, he sang well, but you know, if it was I would have sung better than him. You know, the delusion, we sit in church, somebody is having a wedding, instead of us being happy for that person and celebrating with that person, we ask useless questions like, oh God, when is my coming? That is a wrong question at the wrong time. This is the time of celebrating with other people and lifting the name of the Lord for them. Stop believing in a delusion. Nukura enyejuma. Nukura tofom. The Bible was saying something very nice in John chapter 8 verse number 32. He said, but you shall know the truth, and the truth will liberate you. It will set you free. It will bring you from under bondage. It will place you to the heights and elevate you and show you the glory of the Lord. You know, but he went further to verse number 44. Same John chapter 8 and verse 44. The Bible was making a very strong submission when he picked up, you know, some very nice submission in particular there. He said, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you do. And the Bible said, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not. He did not reside in the truth, because there is no truth in the devil. In other words, what he's saying, when Lucifer was thrown down, he believed in a lie that, hey, Lucy, baby, don't worry, everything is going to be fine. Lucy, you are still the archangel. Lucy, you are still God's favorite. Lucy, you know, it's a delusion when God has rejected you. Now let me talk to you about the biggest delusion in my time right now. A man sleeps with a man, a woman sleeps with a woman. I'm going there. Yeah, tell everybody to raise the volume. We need to talk. Yeah, it's a delusion. It's a delusion. The Bible has made it very clearly, you know, that a man cannot sleep with a man. And before I go there, I go further, I would like to use the opportunity that before we swear in a president, a speaker of parliament, a vice president, before we swear in anybody like the chief justice, police officers, members of parliament, before we swear in a preacher, a vicar, a priest, a prophet, a bishop, an archbishop, a cardinal, a pope, they all swear with this thing. The word of the Lord, the Bible. And so I am going to be quoting from the scriptures and telling you that God will judge you. Your human rights in positions are not here. Your human rights in position. Now you go to a place like England and you're looking for a male toilet and a female toilet, it will be difficult to discover, because now they are introducing the children to gayism and lesbianism and transgender. In other words, when the child is growing, they tell the child, you can choose your sex. You can choose to become a woman if even you are a man. Yeah. The impositions of Alice Bailey has now become government impositions. Make sex free and make it cheap and make it common. Ubiti yiso television sukrani true muna eguho uniferia. Eniwa enihobio. The Bible said, yeah, all things are permissible, but not all things are lawful, and I shall not be brought under the bondage of any, or under the pestering or pressure of any. I want to use the opportunity to tell you. Now, look at even this coronavirus. Check nations that have adopted and legalized LGBT. And check. I was preaching on one radio station, and you know, the manager of the radio station, you know, who lives in England, told me I should not mention the word LGBT. I'm just saying, because they can lose their license for it. I said, so be it. Say, as I'm speaking to you, LGBT has opened an office in Ghana. When I say LGBT, I'm talking about lesbians, gays, transgender. That is what I'm talking about. One table of from American Mammon can hear. One with D Trum. A mema, a D woman, Yonko Trum. And a ma, woman, the woman, Sashisha woman, ma, omonyonko ma. That is what I'm talking about. Let's make it plain and get everybody to understand. Say, me, Jina, hey, me say, Elder, Yirinchi, Kotoho, Rodros, Mamenfe, Wutrumo. Mamenfe, Nina, Wutrumo. I shabbe, man, and Hupampe, Abaye, Yirisa, Banshi, Abui. Now, say, Tiania! Dogs, don't do that. Cats, don't do that. Sheep, don't do that. Chickens, don't do that. Human beings have gone mad. And Kramai, a new trumo. And Koko, a new trumo. And Prako, a new trumo. Nipadasani, a dininyonku trumo. And then, when they pick up the Bible, if it is the president, he will say, I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, that I will do right to all manner of person, and should I default at this oath, I will subject myself to the ramifications of it and suffer the penalty for it. Now, if this thing is for the Speaker of Parliament, same thing will happen. If it is for police officer, same thing will happen. If you go to the courts, they give you a Bible to swear under oath, and they say that I swear that I will speak the whole truth, nothing but the truth, under the court or in the court. They give you the word of the Lord. The word of God has made it clear. Leviticus chapter number 18 and verse number 22. A man should not sleep with a man. Wonipa should not, you know, he said, thou shall not lie with mankind, with as with a womankind. It is an abomination. Straight. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. The Bible talks about the same thing in the place. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9. This is how God's word put it. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Change it into a different version. He was speaking about Trumudifo, now here he brings it. He said, or adulterous or homosexual perverts. He said, they will never inherit the kingdom of God. Go to verse number 10, possibly it will end very well. Or who steal, or who are greedy, or drunkards, or who are slanderous others, or who are thieves. None of these people will possess God's kingdom. Clear! None of these people who possess God's kingdom. This same Bible that we swear with, this same Bible, has spoken against this whole thing. Sodom and Gomorrah had their fair share. It's an abomination. The pulpit must rise and begin to tell the world. The pulpit, we shouldn't be quiet. Ghana, I'm speaking to, you know, the church. We should not be quiet. And yes, sir. And yes, sir. Revelation chapter 18 from verse number 2 and 3 is going to be on our heads. Revelation chapter 18. The Bible said, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. He is fallen. He has become the habitation of devils. And the Bible said, and the hold of foul spirits, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. In verse number 3, the Bible makes it very clear. For all nations have drunk of his wine, yeah, and of his wrath, and of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. In verse number 4, this is the instruction. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, come out, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you do not receive her plagues. Now, that word plagues here is the same word that is used for pandemics. Plagues, pandemics. And here, he didn't say plague. Plagues in the plurality. Jeremiah chapter number 51 and verse number 7 and 8. Listen to the word of the Lord. The Bible said Babylon, yeah, has been a golden cup in the hands of the Lord that have made the earth to be drunken. And the Bible said the nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. When you're mad, Babylon. I'm robbers headquarters office. Do you think I will be standing here? Shoot me! And when I was, you know, when I look carefully at our constitution, our constitution even frowns on it. When you look at Article 1 of our constitution, it talks about the constitution itself, the supremacy of the constitution. And then if you read Article 2 of our constitution, very clearly, it talks about, you know, the defense of the constitution. And then when you go to the, you know, the Article 3 is talking about the enforcement of the Constitution. And then I have been reading the Acts of Ghana. Yeah. And then I was reading the Acts of Ghana, First Republic, very clearly, you know. And I went to meet some few things that I got like, really? We have all these things here and we can bring these guys. We have prime ministers in the world who are gays. We want to tell you that we don't hate you. God hates that sin. You are brothers. You are sisters. We are praying for you. Something is wrong. When I watched the Criminal Code 1960, Acts 29, and then I looked at the Criminal Code Amendment Act 2003 and Act 646, at subject number, when you come to the subject number 102 and 104, it talks about trumudie. A woman sleeping with a man and a man sleeping with a man. It calls it indecent carnal knowledge. If you look carefully at, you know, article number 104, subsection 1ABC and subsection 2, you realize that Ghana, your family, God bless our homeland Ghana. Make our nation great and strong, bold to defend forever the cause of freedom of right, freedom and of right. Fill our hearts with true humility. Yeah, make us cherish fearless honesty. Fearless honesty. That's what I'm doing this morning. But the people don't like fearless honesty. Help us to resist oppressors' rule with all our will and might forevermore. Ghana! Repent and come back to God. I'm telling you. Ghana! Repent, come back to God. Yeah, when I talk about these things, don't look far. There are people in church who are gays. Yeah. There are people. Tianye! There are people in church who are gays. There are people in church who are lesbians. There are people in church who sleep with men and women at the same time. Yeah. Look at Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes, first to the Greek, first to the Jew, then to the Greek. And then he goes further in verse number 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by his faith. In verse number 18, the Bible said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all uncleanness or ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The thing is that the devil is making us believe in the delusion that even if you sleep with a man, there is nothing wrong with it. Even if you have anal sex, do you know that there are husbands who are married wives who do not sleep with them through the vagina, but through the anal or through the anus? Yeah, tumor. Mami Bako had anal infection and was treating it at Kolebu. You know your honey. There are women even here. So now I am having my menses. Was me here? Me the big father, baby. And this is going on. How do you expect to prosper? How do you expect your economy to grow? Gays, hear me this morning and repent. Lesbians, repent. And I am telling our government, let our laws work. I was shocked that that whilst I was doing a little research, you know, I read an article from the British High Commission, and it was about people who have spoken against LGBT, lesbianism, gayism, transgender. Anybody who spoke against it, they wrote his name in the article. Preachers. There is a pastor at Osu, Christ Apostle. They wrote his name. There is an imam who spoke against. They wrote his name. They wrote, and it's that become a document. And the names of people that are standing against truth have been documented. So that when you get there and you want visa, they tell you there is no visa. Take your visa. We are not going anywhere. God will bring judgment, and judgment will sanitize. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. England, tell me, I make offer. Sin is sin. There is no polished sin. Repent from your sins. Repent from your sins. Repent from your sins. Repent. Monster should have my king. Repent. 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 Repent from your sins. Deism is a sin and an abomination before God. Trumudia ayabone any abusudia ewo nyame anim. Repent. Oni pa trumu na ape. Kwasi adwen benu. Sabe yon bekasi ndi attempt for scripture ne tone into us. Ato babro monkan trumu na mudi monkan babro trumu na mudi monpe babro trumu na mudi. Verse number 18. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all TNA, all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19. Look at this. The Bible said, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. Verse number 20 of Romans chapter 1. The Bible said, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made. Even his eternal power and the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now verse 21, let's start working. For they knew God, but they did not honor him as God. Ghana, wunim nyame enswon fane nyehwe. Wunim nyame enswon muno. Wunim nyame enswon somno. Wutu nyame wonnyom ase wuye Kristo mai. Enswon nim nyame. Wunin entem twen, wunin entem ware. Wat ye tia, wat anu wachi achre Israel krujini no. Uka busudia etie wra didini. Ghana, repent before judgment comes on you. Repent! Repent. Imoje dibim ewa wansahu. I'm talking to you. Repent. Even though they know God, they don't glorify him as God. Neither do they thank, do they, neither are they thankful, but they have become vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart is darkened. I'm telling you, you come to a place of repentance. Look at verse number 22. I'm ending with that. Look at verse number 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they have become fools. 23. Look at this. The Bible said they have changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like the corruptible man, and to the likeness of birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In the verse number 24, the Bible said, wherefore God also gave them up through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And verse number 25 says, who changed the truth of God? Next verse, verse number 26. The Bible says, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. In verse number 27, and likewise, men slept with men, and women slept with women. And listen to where HIV is in the scriptures. And receiving in themselves the recompense of their error. Ya dear, in your drew, ya meshe ba, a ye asotin ya dear. And not the Thomas. Yes! I am so kind. I'm telling you. Yes, you will receive in your bodies the just recompense of your error, which is meat. Ah, a fatamo. A suchi a fatamo. Ukona will be a yes, and I will be woo. Usheni panwa wohonwa, utime won't say we, a yaw so kind. I'm telling you, repent and fear God. Nanyame oye dangerous. Nyame no awoye wodo no osan ye dangerous. Make us a machem. Nyame no oye wodo osan ye dangerous. Ya mu Mr. Herod, you are panisum. We hear from an eternity to 10 seconds. Now our process will be our probeabusmemiensa. Bring a scripture back. Let's finish up with that. Listen to verse number 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God also gave them up to a reprobate mind to do things that which are not convenient in your bodies. Look at verse number 29. And being filled with all uncleanness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit. Yeah. It goes up to malignity, whisperers. It goes to the next verse and say, backbiters, haters of God. Unyame atamfo oho. Nyame wa atamfo. Where am I ye? Efri chine ko ube hu nyame atamfo. Adi am I ye? Efri chine ko ube hu nyame atamfo. Asemi ano ewa atamfo. I'm telling the church, rise up as a voice and speak against sin and the unrighteousness. Church, rise up. Apostolic from where? Presby from where? CSC from where? Lighthouse from where? Roman from where? Rise up! Alabaster from where? Action from where? Solid Rock, where are you? Wake up! Wake up! Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, where are you? Monsori! Na Bonia Brugana, Bonia Minigana, wake up and preach against sin, injustice, cruelty. Yeah, preach against, preach it until they kill you. Preach it. This morning we want to make intercession for our nation. Isaiah 1:5 says, the whole head is sick, the whole heart is frivolous or weak. I want to ask everybody, make intercession for our country. Pastor Kofi, God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much. I honor the AG1, Apostle G. Thanks. Hallelujah. Yeah. wake up, church, wake up, and now, with demon power, it's bless me. It's intercessory prayer. Where are the gatekeepers? Where are the people that can pray? The reason is because Yanka say you're double him. Aaron, you cook a set here, bonnet. You're double him. Put down preaching, sorry, Babetana. Aaron, wait me, I'm sorry, it's your baby. Bishop, and a new movie. I'm not a sorry, sick, I'm not a good year to work. Aaron, wait me, I can say. Wake up! Bonnet, many women. I'm telling you, bonnet, many women. And because sin is everywhere. And Yemfa Boninga here. Jeremiah Sukai, chapter 3, verse number 9. Enam Sami, my emwe jamai shinti. Ya, now, Yeni a bonne in ya, and a boy jamai. Ubi pia bi bi kwa na kadumpe still na wupia. A kadumpe, a dia hostile. It's pusha. This nation needs healing. And yes, sir, I saw him be bamos. Would you have a nation, sir? I just had you wear to Corona check your rate of deaths. Tobo, America, UK, South Africa, check. Spain, Italy, Amsterdam, check it. Woman who said, stand to your feet, let's pray. We want to make intercession for this nation. And you mean one say we see the enko baby. $10 with the $10 necessary. We cost $1 no. Now me say 5.5. By the time you come is 6. At the start waboka. Unyanton adie no, but waboka. Just by the exchange rate. And so we don't have a stable economy. I don't believe all the GDP growth, micro, I don't believe it. Ekom di nipa. Do you know that yesterday armed robbers stabbed a woman with a scissors? Yeah. They stabbed a woman. Look at Honorable Eko Hayford. We still haven't gotten the message the people sent us. The people who killed Honorable Eko Hayford, they asked, are you an MP? They sent that message. Till now, we haven't gotten the message. And so if some few people, I will be just lavishing themselves. I'm telling you, there will be no peace. There will be no peace. May the Lord heal us. May the Lord heal us. I'm telling the church, wake up. You now we have occultic boys in church. Church! They give big money to pastors. So how can pastor preach against occultism? We can't do that. The pastor's car was bought by an occult grandmaster. How can you preach against them? And they are using church girls for rituals. We need help, and only God can give it. It was only looking at the figures of coronavirus in our country, it brings us to our knees in prayer. And we are asking God to help us. The reason is because we don't have the infrastructure that the other nations have to deal with these situations. And that is why we encourage all of you not to joke with these protocols. The reason is because we don't have the infrastructure. The things we have, when I look at Kolebu and I realize, I am not shocked that our leaders receive medical care abroad. Because when you look at the infrastructure, there is nothing that will say, go there. So why don't we fix it? Rather than give the money of this miserable nation to other nations. Why? Nigeria's former president, you know, His Excellency Umar Yadwa, you know, died in a foreign hospital. Why? Why? The reason is because these nations have learned how to build proper infrastructure, proper hospital. I want to ask Ghana Medical Association and Ghana Health Service, how do you feel when our leaders travel out of this country for medical care? How do you feel? Etemo saying, have you ever heard that President Trump ever confirm noche se obehwe ne ho yade? What be that? Wake up! Woman yare. You have forgotten how we took our former vice president to the hospital. You have forgotten. Look at where His Excellency, the former president, died. Where? A brilliant young man, you know, from a very reputable bank who died from this virus. They wanted to, you know, do a test for him. They wanted to do a dialysis that morning. And they were looking for an ambulance that has a ventilator in it, and we couldn't have it. We took a private ambulance, brought him to do the dialysis. That afternoon, he died. Yeah, can't say which, you know, you don't understand Ghana, for you don't understand. You didn't hear what you na bon ten. You be di ani a Johnson. Bola honi a kushie gususu emo. Nam ton tuma ba malaria ba ne kumu sam ponche. And then you know we say bon sam. Saying your two hands are lifted.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.